This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to get serial.
Fabian, I'm alright. Welcome back to Get Serial Wednesdays with Fabian and Daniel.
I'm going to be honest with all our viewers at 6 or 7 a.m, Fabian really needs to poo. So do I. Those coffees did not sit well in the stomachs.
No, they were awful coffees.
With all this positive music? Yeah. Welcome, Get Serial. I really need to take a dump.
Those $1 coffees, man, they'll get ya. They're lethal, man. Lethal.
What we got coming up on the show, Fabian?
Well, we got, you know, some of the fan favourites. We've got, you've got a very exciting snack of the week. It's something that I've wanted to try since I was 10 years old.
Oh.
I remember that. I remember seeing this snack in Bali, wanting it for so long, never getting it, and I saw it. This week.
Now we're here.
Got it. I'm not going to reveal that until later, though.
Yeah.
We've got cursed content again, which is...
Cursed context.
It's all the same, bro.
It's all the same. We've got Chit Chat, which is one we had last week. Enough Stuff, some of the standard ones. We also got Shoutouts. I'm really excited for Shoutouts. That's going to be a funny one.
Shoutouts, good.
And we've got two interviews today.
Two interviews?
Donna Loge. From a really cool, like... a women's spoken word kind of event that's happening.
Yeah, we've read up on that. It looks cool.
Yeah,
looks
and we've cool. Also got Sir Jude coming in, who's Sir a really Jude. Cool artist with like a... She's got like a James Bond kind of vibe to her music.
Cool.
Like she belongs on the James Bond track.
She'll be there.
I think she's coming in.
Yeah.
We haven't had a coming interview.
We've also got Jesse back reading the news.
But Fabian's still going to do his news in what... He's going to do a two-song news... Coming up, that's at about 6:30. But right now, Fabian.
What song we got? We're jumping straight into a song?
Fabian, take a run. We got our song, Lost and Found by Luna George.
Enjoy that.
Probably. Fabian, how you doing? You doing alright?
Much better. I'm doing pretty good.
Well, Fabian, it's not time to do better because... It's red alert. Everyone in Australia right now...
Wait. There's no toilet paper.
Wait.
What's going
red
on?
Red alert. Red alert.
Is this
alert.
Supposed to be an alarm?
Red alert. I've just typed in red alert sound effects. Guys, people in Australia, everyone is buying toilet
paper.
What's this
one? This one's kind of funky.
We're about to all die.
I like that red alert.
Everyone.
It's more like a blue alert.
Okay, I'm sick of that. Fabian, there's a thing going on right now. For some reason, every single person in Australia is bulk buying toilet paper.
And toothpaste, I think.
And toothpaste and pasta. Everywhere you go, apparently, nothing on the shelves.
And rice. You know why?
They're panic buying.
Everyone is too scared. Go eat some dirt. Go make your immune system better and you won't get this virus.
Fabian, all I'm saying is, bro, stock up. I heard in the toilets here, they got heaps of toilet paper, bro.
Right. Pocket
them, bro, right in the bag.
Nah, I'm not a
thief. I don't know, bro. But what is going on? People are buying so much. People are panic buying. You know in FIFA,
when people would panic sell? I've got a question. Did this happen when the swine flu was out?
No, I don't know. But Fabian,
bro,
people are panic buying toilet paper. Our mate yesterday, he messages us all, and he's like...
He works at a department store.
He works at a bulk food place, and he messages us, and he's like, hey, boys, he's like, bro, everywhere in Australia right now, he's like, all the toilet paper's gone. He's like, bro, at my store, he's like, I got some. He's like, we're probably going to sell out by tomorrow. Like, you better come in.
Yeah, contacted the supplier. He said, now we got nothing for you, so we're going to sell out by tomorrow.
Yeah, he's like, I can use my discount card. I got heaps for you.
If you need TP, I'm your... Up.
And I was like, man,
Daniel's like,
he's a dealer.
I was like, There's more places than your Chinatown toilet paper.
But I'm like, man, this guy's our dealer now. He takes us over to the side. He opens up his jacket.
Toilet paper?
He opens up his jacket. He's like, bro, what you need, bro?
I just imagine, like, so much, like, toilet paper companies making bulk bills, bro. Just, like, that
I
much
know.
Money.
Time to invest, hey. Yeah, no, but let me finish my little analogy. He's like, we're in the dark alleyway. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm your good mate. Like, why are you being like? He's like, no, bro, come. He's like, can't let anyone see us. Brings us over to the side, opens up his jacket. He's got, like, five rolls. Like, bro, what you need? Got 1-ply, 2-ply, 3-ply, 4-ply, 5. He's like, prices ranging. I've got a discount card for you.
5-ply. I would feel like you're just sitting on a cloud, bro.
Well, welcome back to Get Serial on Sin, and right now we're about to play everyone's favorite game, Chit Chat.
It's time for Chit Chat. With the big back and don't talk back.
Oh.
Because we end that
ooh.
With the Chit Chat.
Oh, got him. Fabian, last week you won in a quite clutch effort.
Yeah, it was huge.
For that. So you're 1-0 up, and honestly, I looked through the cards again. Most of them have been used. So, like.
Would you get them all out of the pile?
Yeah, I got all the bad ones out. Yes, you're right.
Oh, good.
But this one, the first one that I pulled out, we used it last week, but it's quite appropriate. And
we used it last week. Then I'm gonna know the answer, aren't I?
New Zealanders use more toilet paper per capita than any other country. New Zealand, coronavirus is coming.
Your toilet paper stocks will be gone by.
Get
next Tuesday.
Go buy some toilet paper because you guys poop way too much.
Was that true? No, it was false, wasn't it?
It was false.
Yeah, I know.
I just thought it was a good meme.
It was alright. It's not bad. Not bad.
Not bad?
Good execution.
Alright, Fabian. You're up. You got to ask me first. I think I asked you first last week.
Okay. A duel between three people is called a truel.
False.
That's true.
Damn it!
That's something I'm learning for. That's awesome, bro.
All
right,
so, I'm scared you can see in the reflection.
No, I can't.
Otters coat stones with fish scales to lure birds.
That's true.
It's false. We're both dumbasses, really. That's what I get out of this. It's I don't get the satisfaction
of winning.
It
sounds all right. Like, the otters go get some fish, but why wouldn't they just eat the fish? Yeah, that's stupid. My mistake.
Go.
Before the term bloopers was coined, outtakes were called boners.
I want it to be true, as I'm going to say true.
It is.
Yes.
Bonus.
1-0. All right, Fabian. The song Happy Birthday is copyrighted and can't be sung without paying royalties.
That's true.
False.
Damn.
It is true, I think, in TV shows, but, like, singing it in general, you don't have to pay royalties.
Oh, okay.
If you watch, like, movies and TV shows, you'll notice they always switch it up.
I watched one of those mini documentaries on it before, and that's why I thought.
Nah, G, I'm 1-0 up. Okay. Let's go.
The roller coaster was invented during the Hundred Years' War to launch supplies across rivers. Like
Minecraft roller coasters?
Yeah, like the, you know, just the tracks and the electricity-powered rails.
False.
That is false.
Got him, that's two.
I think you win, but go.
No, I need one more.
Oh, okay.
Three to win.
Okay.
You can come back still.
Okay.
An apple in the morning will keep you more awake than a cup of coffee.
False.
True.
You're kidding me. Are you serious? That's so subjective, but.
You're going to have a big apple.
It's going to be like a big apple.
That's a big ass apple.
That's going to be a big apple.
All right, go.
Fonzie's jacket was brown.
False.
That's true.
Damn, I thought it was black.
Is that one from the Happy Days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Fonz.
I watched Happy Days the other day with my dad.
Isn't it black? I'm fact checking that, man.
I thought it was black. All right. Well, yeah. Okay.
A group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
True.
Got him.
Yes.
True.
Let's go. All right.
I got one card left. That means, like, okay. If I win after this card, then it's over because we've got to finish the segment. Go on.
Wow. Okay. Just like humans, goats have accents.
I want it to be true, so I'm going to say true.
It is.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Dumb. All right, one
no,
more.
That's no way. How can a scientist figure that out? This goat sounds different to this other goat.
They all sound. Why do goats in New Zealand and England sound different.
But
why do these French goats sound different?
But who's
to
brought
goats?
A French goat to New Zealand and said, you know what, they sound a bit different?
Some psycho.
That's so stupid. How do they know that the goats are communicating with each other? What if his voice box is just different?
Fabian.
Is it a regional dialect?
Yes, that's right.
From Albuquerque?
It's an accent. That's right. From different regions.
That's so stupid.
Fabian, right now we got enough stuff, but I'm going to keep it short because we've got something else coming up later.
But did the plug come through? That's all I want to know.
The plug? No.
Plug didn't come through.
I've had to look for my own boomer articles again. But this week I'm focusing on a bit of a different thing. Do you know what boomer humor is?
Yeah.
Do you know how, like, in the newspapers they always have those, like, cartoons?
And yeah, so, yeah.
It's just like...
The
all those cartoons, and most of it is just taking...
Comics.
Is just taking the piss out of young kids for, like, being on their phone. Like, there was one here with a baby coming out of the womb, like, on the phone.
Yeah, sorry, and I don't play slots on my iPad.
Yeah, like, you just look through the, you know, your Facebook for boomer comics, then go to the slots and then come back. I've got this one here. It's a lady, old lady on the couch, like... For Valentine's Day, I'm having a threesome. Me, Ben, and Jerry. You know Ben and Jerry's ice cream?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
That's awful.
Alrighty. Wouldn't it be great if we could sort ourselves in the dryer for a short time and come out wrinkle-free and two sizes smaller? Banter. Not vibing these, Fabian?
No, it's not, because it's so stupid.
Alright, what about this one? I'd call the cops, but I can't really see anything. And it's a guy naked in the street, but he's too fat that his belly covers his area. And the lady's walking by, she's like, I'd call the cops, but I can't really see anything.
So he's got shorts on, you just can't see him.
Yeah, all right, one more here.
He's got booty shorts on.
I wrote a letter, it's a old man and old woman. I wrote a little poem for you on Valentine's Day. Do you want to hear it? Do I have a choice? She's like, do I have a choice? He's like, no. He's like, roses are red like spaghetti. Roses are red. I like spaghetti, especially with meatballs. When will it be ready?
That's awful.
Boomer humor. All right, Fabian, now. Over the next couple of songs. So last week.
Who eats spaghetti?
I don't know.
These days. It's all about pastina. Because coronavirus is out. You're all sick. You got to have some pastina to get better. Italian mums.
Fabian, last week our newsreader Jesse wasn't here.
He's here now. Hi, Jesse.
Oh, I'm
yell. Give it a yell. They'll hear.
Hello. Yep, yeah. That's newsreader Jesse. Yeah, he wasn't here last week, and so I made Fabian. I gave him two songs to make a news headlines
segment. All right, I'm gonna get research.
And now Fabian has, but he did in one song, but I'm still gonna give him two songs for it. Yeah, so Fabian, your time. Is starting now. This one right here is My Strange Addiction by Billie Eilish. You listen to Get Serial Ones. Fabian Maiola, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get into it right now.
This is Sin News.
If you think this is Sin News, you are deadly wrong. This is the worst news you can find on radio. Well, then it's not the worst news, but it's just the worst reading.
All right, let's start that again, Fabian.
No, no, it's all right. Don't do the intro. I'm starting now. There was a tornado in Tennessee, and it was really powerful. It killed 22 people. What a shame. It's awful, and rest in peace to those people. Iran virus with the C. What's it? Coronavirus rises to 77. There's another name for coronavirus that I want to start using because it sounds cooler.
COVID-19.
Yeah, that's the one. Also, Scott Morrison under fire again because he invited his mate, Brian Houston, to the White House. When are these people just going to grow up and stop bagging our PM? What else? Police in America under fire because they shared unauthorized photos of Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash. Another awful thing. They shouldn't have done that. I've seen the pictures there just of the helicopter. It's pretty horrific, but... police, what are you doing, guys? Like, come on. Also, there was one more. And I lost it. Oh, yeah, here. Almond milk confirmed as not as good for you as you think. Health professionals are saying that it's one of the most popular non-dairy milks, but leading dietitian reveals that it's not as healthy as you think. And because it has so many almonds in it, it's actually can be bad for your immune system. Thank you. That was the worst news you'll ever hear ever. Come back next week for even worse.
No one's arguing with that.
But yeah, this it's. I like to think there's a bit of news and philosophical ideas and also life advice. Yep. Take it from here. Take it from me. You listen to Get Serial on Sin.
With the news for you this morning, I'm Jesse. It's Super Tuesday in the United States Democratic primaries, where the field has been narrowed to three realistic candidates. 15 states go to the caucuses, where Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Elizabeth Warren will attempt to eliminate the remaining candidates, who by this point have little or no path to the nomination. The Australian Associated Press has announced that the Newswire will close as of Friday, June 26, resulting in mass redundancies. After 85 years of articles syndicated for every major outlet in Australia, the CEO's announcement yesterday explained that the service was no longer viable. And in sport, several FA Cup matches are underway in England, the most high-profile of which sees Chelsea lead Premier League champions-elect Liverpool 1-0 after 17 minutes through a Willian strike. And I'll be back at 7:30 with another update.
Sin acknowledges and pays respects to the owners of the land, the House of Sin, and the Studio Stands, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Sin also acknowledges and pays respects to the elders and traditional owners of the land our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to set Serial.
Good morning, everybody!
Good morning. I hope you like Jesse's news a bit better than mine.
I know. We had a solid contrast there.
Yeah.
Fabian, how are you doing this morning?
Not bad, you know.
We're here with your 7 a.m. pump up. We're about to head into pump up half an hour.
Pump up half a.
Pump up half up. Pump up half up. I'm actually really excited. I've got some absolute bangers. We've got a mix of some like electric disco-y tracks.
Yep.
We've also got some hype rap tracks in there.
Oh, wow.
One hype rap track to G me up at least. Then we got shout outs as well. Oh, I'm pumped up for this next half hour. I hope everyone else gets pumped up too.
Yep.
Fabian?
Yep. Shall we just get straight into it?
You know what, Fabian? Nah, we got a few more seconds to talk about this, all right?
Okay.
So what have we done so far today?
We've had enough stuff.
Yeah.
My attempt at news.
Yeah.
Chit chat.
Yeah. And we also talked about the red alert. Everyone buy toilet paper. The apocalypse is coming. Fabian just
bless
dabbed.
Me.
Fabian just dabbed and sneezed at the same time.
Well, you know, in these,
coronavirus, you know,
times,
get that toilet
if you're,
paper.
If you're not sneezing into your elbow.
Dab position.
If you're not doing the dab sneeze, it's actually pretty dangerous.
Ooh.
So everyone, do dab sneezes from now on. That's just how it works. Yeah, I think we just get straight into the pump up after.
All right, Fabian, right now, we're going to G every single person who is listening up, guys.
I've seen the lineup.
Oh, Fabian, is it good?
It's pretty good.
I'm just going to tell everyone, if you're driving, get your seatbelt, buckle up.
Put the seatbelt on extra tight. Put the foot down. Onto the metal, but don't speed.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with Daniel and Fabian on your happy hump day. Fabian, do you know what time it is?
Shout outs.
It's shout out time. Let me get the track up.
Get the track. You start us off.
Ready?
Yeah, here we go.
Shout out right now to the game of squash. Solid game.
Very fun.
Very fun, very active.
Very competitive.
Very competitive. Get up and about.
Most dangerous sport on earth.
Take out your eye if you want.
I'll explain after. I'll explain after why it's the most dangerous sport on earth.
Go, Fabian.
Shout out to Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers, who, when he performed SOS Live in 2008 and the glass broke, he tripped and cut himself in his hand, started bleeding, and he still performed.
A true performer.
True performer.
Shout out Jonas Brothers for that one.
100%.
Wait, I'm going to wait for this. Boom. Shout out, Bob Ross. We love you. Thank you for
Good job, Bob.
Thank you for chilling us all out, you know, with the paint and whatnot. We love you, Bob Ross. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Rip. Shout out, Wally. Like, the not like Walter, like Wall-E. Like that robot.
That movie.
You know that guy that, like, collects the rubbish and stuff and puts in a box? Shout out to him. Although, we still like litter and stuff. But I'm not going to stop anytime soon.
Nothing.
But, like, shout out, bro. Like, good job.
Shout out Paper Jams. Remember those toy guitars? Their advertising team was elite. I was hooked.
Unreal.
I still got one sitting in my room. That's how good they were.
You know what? Shout out Daniel Digby. He's a mate of ours, and he asked for a shout out, so we're giving him one. If you want a shout out, you message us, and we'll give you one.
We'll give you a shout out. Shout out Alfian, the Bali taxi driver that helped me out finding my phone. I hope the fried chicken I shouted you was elite.
That's a story that we have to tell another time. Shout out Yao Ming, the basketball player, for that smiling that one time, and it just became a photo, meme, everyone just used it. Like, good job on smiling there.
Shout out Harambe.
Yep.
May he rest in peace. One of the legends.
Shout out.
He's sitting in
maybe
heaven.
Maybe don't steal baby kids and you won't get shot in the back of the head. Harambe. Good night. Shout out Jesse, newsreader. Shout out Daniel.
Very.
Guy.
You're not
shout out Fabian.
All right.
Those shout outs. Oh, right. Let me jump into the next.
Wait. Shout out Venga Boys for
again.
Making every track the same. If it ain't broke,
don't fix
it.
This is Sin News.
As we approach 7:30 in the morning, Jesse's with the news update for you. So in the news this morning, it is Super Tuesday in the US Democratic primaries, where the field has been narrowed to 3 realistic candidates. 15 states go to the caucuses over the course of this morning, where Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Elizabeth Warren will attempt to eliminate the remaining candidates, who by this point have little or no path forward. The Australian Associated Press announced yesterday that the Newswire service will be closing as of Friday, June 26. That will be their last day in business. After 85 years of articles syndicated for every major outlet in Australia, the CEO's announcement at 2 p.m. yesterday explained that the service was no longer viable. Mass redundancies would be expected on that front. And in sport, it's coming up to halftime in several English FA Cup fixtures, which are underway as we speak, the most high profile of which sees Chelsea leading Premier League champions-elect Liverpool 1-0 after 40 minutes at Stamford Bridge. And I'll be back closer to 8 o'clock with the next update.
Get cereal, just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy. Which probably suggests that there's something wrong with your milkshake and you should take it back and demand a refund. Don't buy a milkshake from there again, probably.
Fabian, how you doing?
Not bad.
Just wanted to
audience,
say,
how you doing?
Just wanted to say welcome back to every single person right now.
Welcome back to Get Cereal.
Welcome back to Get Cereal on Sin with your boys Fabian and Daniel. Fabian.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going into shower thoughts. Give me a quick moment.
Shower thoughts, you know, it's just when you're thinking, just stupid thoughts that you have with yourself. They're not necessarily thoughts constructed in the shower, but they usually are.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily the case. Like, look, I had a shower thought the other day. I'm going to kick us off.
One moment.
Turn that crap off.
It's the shower. I've just turned the shower on. That's good. Good background music. All right, shower thoughts. Fabian.
I'm going to kick us off, right? Okay. So I watched an ad the other day for an underwear company.
Okay.
And they had like...
Wait, before... Is it going to be bad, like, in terms of socially...
No, it's just a question, man. Like,
Okay.
All right. And this underwear company, they're pretty, like... They seem to be progressive in their ads, and they're having, you know, plus-size women models in their ads advertising their underwear. And then they had, you know, just, like, model women as well, balance it out. But then I just noticed that all the guys in the ads were absolutely just shredded, ripped. They had no just, like, regular guys. They always
Where's the dad bods?
That's not fair.
Where's the dad bods? All right, Fabian. The fictional language spoken in The Sims is probably how English sounds to non-English speakers.
Okay. However, The fictional language in The Sims is actually called Simlish.
I know.
And I know some words from it.
Okay, give me a couple words.
Sutsu, or tsusu, is hello.
And woohoo means woohoo.
Sexuals.
Fabian, saying to a tall person, how tall are you, do you play basketball, is socially acceptable, but saying to a fat person, how fat are you, do you play sumo, is not.
How fat are you? How do you measure how fat are you? Is that BMI or is it weight? Weight.
Yeah,
no, it's got to be weight and BMI. When you sip from a glass, you empty it from the top. But when you drink using a straw from the glass, you empty it from the bottom. Wow.
Bro, that is a trippy one.
Wow.
The quickest way for you to for a person to hate a particular song is to set their alarm as a wake-up.
Now,
and you know
that's
what?
Happened to me before.
I know. And you think, like, you like the song?
It's a, well, it
you're
was
like,
a good song.
You're like, I'll be happy waking up to this bad boy. I'll tell you my alarm. Look, give me a sec.
Bro, my alarm? And then after you do this, I'll tell you mine.
Okay. 1 second. Wait, actually, you know what? It will ruin the flow of the song, so I'm not going to do that. But my song that I really liked that I put was Spooky Scary Skeletons.
And now you hate it?
And now I hate that intro. Okay. I love Spooky Scary Skeletons. It's like my favorite song.
You know what mine was? Okay. Location by Khalid.
Tune.
Great song,
now
beautiful
you hate
song. Hate it. So stupid song, bro. Why do you even make it?
I thought Kanye Good Morning would be a great wake-up song. You just hate it.
Nah, no way.
That is such a true statement. All right, Fabian.
Okay. You might actually be the dumbest person someone knows.
I probably am.
Yep,
you know, I consider myself quite a smart person, yeah? And then when I was working at a fast food restaurant, someone ends up saying to me, like a worker who work with me, they're like, Daniel, you are actually dumb. Like, you are dumb. And I was like, I consider myself smart. I'm like,
what a bum.
Imagine there's one thing being dumb. Imagine being the dumbest person at Macca's.
Bro, I don't think I'm the dumbest person. Nah, there's like, because most people that know me, like, know all my friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not the dumbest person someone knows, then I know. You know someone who is actually dumber than everyone else you know. That's probably a better one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is a definitively dumbest person in your world.
I lost you. Maybe I am the dumbest person I know.
Oh, well, you heard it here first. Welcome back to Get Serial on Sin.
With Fabian and Daniel.
We've got a interview coming up now. This lady, her name is Donna, and she is promoting a show that is coming up in Melbourne. It's the
launch of Generation Women.
So here's Donna. Hello, Donna. Good morning. How are you? Oh, I've chucked the wrong thing on. Hang on a second. And we're on.
Hey, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very well this morning. Thanks for asking. How are you guys doing?
We're very
well.
Good. Donna, give us a summary of the show and what can we expect if someone were to come?
Sure, yeah. So Generation Women is a storytelling night and it brings six women from six different generations together to tell an original story on a theme. We set different themes each month. So each month, if you were to come along, you would see someone share a story who was from their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s plus. We've actually had a lot of storytellers in their 80s.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I know, how cool.
That is actually a really cool, unique idea. It's like having women from all different, you know, walks of life in the same, like, just telling their own stories.
Sharing their wisdom. It's a really cool concept.
That is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, we tend, if you think about it, we tend to hang out with people, you know, of a similar age, and sometimes that can keep us in a bit of a bubble with limited experiences.
100%.
So it's a nice space where, like, women, older women and younger women can come hang out and connect, and share wisdom, like you mentioned. So it's really, I'm biased, but it's a really lovely energy and feeling on the night. We don't know of many other kind of shows or events that really promote that women from all backgrounds and women from all different generations.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, there'd be a pretty good, like, mentor sort of, like, environment. Like, a lot of women would get mentored too.
That springs out of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you asked, like, what would you expect to find if you came along? Our performers are not backstage or anything. It's really laid back and relaxed. And what happens is, you know, a lot of audience will go up and speak to our performers before the show or after the show. And there's like a mutual, like younger people are really inspired and want to connect with older people for that mentorship or just ask questions. But equally, older audience and older performers are really inspired by hearing, you know, life experiences and views of the younger people in the room. So yeah, it's a lovely, something special that happens in the night that's hard to kind of put into words.
Yeah,
I think that's really good with the. I like the idea of that environment where people from all different walks of life can be in there. With the pieces, the stories, how long do they usually go for? Like.
Yeah, good question. So our stories run from 5 to 7 minutes. So we have three storytellers up front first, and we run in age order. So we have 20s, 30s, 40s, 5 to 7 minutes long. Then we all have a break. We have some food. We chat some more. We love a good mingle at the show. And then the second half, it's the other three storytellers that, 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah, well, the whole event of Generation Women, it started in New York in 2017, then went to Sydney in 2018, then Melbourne this year. In just 3 years, it spread so fast. How does it feel to be such a part of such a positive movement?
I pinch myself every month that I get to just meet all these inspiring women and hear their stories. So I'm actually a social worker. My background was in events or theatre. I went along to the show myself as an audience member when it first ran in Sydney, and I stuck my hand up at the end and said, hey, I'd love to get involved in this, and got teamed up randomly with my amazing co-producer, Brooke Farmer. I pinched myself, like, just being in a room with all the inspiring women and, being just celebrating aging, like aging rocks, celebrating our differences, celebrating our, you know, tricky times in life, our triumphs, and I think only good things can come from creating more spaces where women can come together and share their stories and feel connected to something bigger.
Yeah, 100%. It's like someone can learn off your experience, and if you've made a mistake, they won't make that mistake, or like, you know, or make the same choice, or. So we've seen that the theme for this year's or this month's one is finding my voice. What does that sort of mean in your like
experience and terms?
Your experience,
you know what I mean?
And like for what the women.
What can we expect to hear from that?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Asking about my experience too. I like these questions. So, like, this month we're kind of celebrating International Women's Day, so we're asking our storytellers to come along and share a story with us about finding their authentic self. So, you know, what's their style, what's their sound, and just tell us a little bit about who they are. So they might tell us stories about, you know, a dramatic moment that happened in life where they stood up and spoke out, or it might be about a relationship ending or finding a new, starting a new venture. For me, I think it's important to add that our storytellers can take us on lots of different journeys with our theme. The first show I went along to as an audience member, the theme was my first time saying no. And I almost didn't go because I thought, oh, well, I'm terrible at saying no. I say yes to everyone. I want to people please.
Yeah.
And this is going to be just six women who know they've got it all together, and they know exactly what to say and when to say it. So this theme, we might have storytellers telling us that they're still trying to work out and find their voice. You know, it's not none of us have got it all together. We're all learning. We're all figuring it out. So, my learning and the themes is just, I walk away and I think, oh, I'm not alone. It's not just me that feels like that at times. And so, yeah, there's lots of learning, and you just don't know where it will go with the theme. If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. So I see that the event is happening on, was it the 24th of March?
Tuesday night, 24th
on the Tuesday night. How often are these events going to be happening?
Yeah, they're going to be happening every month, every Tuesday towards the end of the month. So ideally the last Tuesday
Perfect.
Of the month. And they're going to be at Howler in Brunswick.
Awesome. Is there like a Facebook kind of page or event that people can get more info on?
Yeah, you can. We've got a Facebook page. People can just search Generation Women Australia. We've got Instagram where people can go on and follow us and get a bit of a daily dose of feminist inspiration. It's just search Generation Women Oz. You can get tickets via our website, generationwomenoz.com, or through the venue website. I think that's howler.com, but h-w-l-r.com.
Perfect.
The best way is probably to join our mailing list, like go onto our website, and then we send out just dates of the shows and who's going to be sharing stories.
Yeah, that's important. If you didn't hear, it was generationwomen.com. This is pretty, like, it's an important event for women and especially young women. So if you're interested in that, definitely search up generationwomen.com.
Generationwomenoz.com.
Okay. You can get tickets on their website. You can get tickets on the Howlers website, the venue website, 24th of March on the Tuesday. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Donna.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having me. It's been really, really fun.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. You talk too. To you later.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that, man.
That's really cool.
That's so good. So women can get together learning off the older generations. So I'll say it once again, you can get tickets for the event on their website, generationwomenoz.com. Also on the Facebook, you can probably find the event too.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, 24th of March on the Tuesday.
Howler's a really cool venue as
that's
well.
That's right. Once again, thank you for Donna for joining us. Fabian, what's the next track we've got
coming
up?
We're just going to get straight into it. This is Islands by the, is it the XX or the XX?
Yeah, and I think Donna chose this one too, so enjoy everyone.
This is Zin News.
As 8 o'clock rolls up, this is the news update, hourly with Jesse. In the news this morning, Super Tuesday continuing to unfold in the US Democratic primaries, where the field has been narrowed to 3 realistic candidates. 15 states go to the caucuses over the course of the morning, where Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Elizabeth Warren are all gunning for the frontrunner's position on a very important day in determining the contender to take on President Trump in November. The Australian Associated Press announced yesterday that its newswire service will be closing with its final day of business coming on Friday, June 26. After 85 years of articles syndicated for every major outlet in the country, the CEO's announcement at 2 p.m. yesterday explained that the service was no longer viable. And in sport, we're coming up to the hour mark in several FA Cup games over in England this morning. The most high profile of those sees Chelsea continuing to lead champions-elect of the Premier League, Liverpool, 1-0 after 55 minutes. And I'll be back with the last news update of the morning at about 8:30.
Let's get ready to set cereal.
We're back.
Welcome, everybody. We are back, better than ever. And baby, guess what? It's actually 8 o'clock.
It's smack bang. I was just about to say, it's actually smack bang 8 o'clock.
I've done it. We never organise a show to hit the top of the mornings
and
on the hour mark.
O'clock.
But before, we just had an interview with Donna Loge. Loge? L-O-G-U-E.
Yeah.
something Scottish, which was awesome. She came on, she spoke about the event coming up.
Love the Scottish accent.
Yeah, she's coming up talking about Generation Women, which is an event coming up on the 24th of March.
At the Howler?
At the Howler, and it's kind of women of one women from like kind of every generation.
Every 10 year age gap
comes in and they tell a story. And this month is about finding my voice. So you can go get tickets on their website and whatnot. We've got another interview coming up soon.
Yes, we've got it with Sir Jude.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Not actually knighted.
Not knighted, sir, but...
Just an artist name.
But, yeah, really exciting stuff coming up on the show. We've also got Snack of the Week.
Ooh, so I'm excited for that.
Curse Context 2. We put it right at the end of the show. Yeah, but besides that, Fabian, how you doing?
Yeah, not doing too bad.
You said you wanted to talk before. I just wanted to know what you wanted to talk about.
I want to talk about how you're going. Like, you doing well?
I'm doing pretty good, bro.
That's good, man. I'm doing pretty well, too.
You got nothing?
Back at uni this week, like a lot of other people. That sucks. No, that's all right. I was missing uni for a bit. I was getting pretty bored on holidays. You just work, but, so you wouldn't know about that. But, I don't know, you make more money than me, so that's good. Besides that, I just didn't give you anything to run you down. I could talk for hours, mate.
Okay, I'm going to give you 30 more seconds to talk your butt off.
Well, you know, back at uni this week, and it's my first time going to lectures and stuff. Last year I did a diploma, so it was more like classes. But, lectures are a bit weird. Everyone's sort of there. Don't really talk to anyone. Feel a bit lonely. Doing all your studying by yourself, taking your notes, and you're just...
10 seconds left.
Not getting anything. I like a bit of human interaction, you know? But not getting any of that in the lectures.
5, 4...
So toots are where it's at for me.
2, 1...
And, we're going to get into this next song. I can still go. I can keep going.
Yeah. Can you make it entertaining? Get your lunch. Well, welcome back, everyone. Right now, Fabian is going to get our next guest, but I'm here with Jesse. Jesse, say hi.
Hello. I'm not used to this.
How you feeling about Liverpool-Chelsea game? Chelsea just got 2-0 up.
It's been difficult to watch. The Watford game last weekend was... a nightmare, and I don't know. I mean, this is a slight improvement. Not as strong a team in the first place, but just really, really simple mistakes that are... the whole place has just been off since the winter break. It's been a month now of this sort of substandard.
Yeah.
It's nothing like the side that won, you know, what, 15, 16 in a row.
That's right. What do you reckon it could be in terms of like the rest of the season? Do you reckon they're looking thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, in every news update I've done this morning, I've called them champions elect because mathematically it's only fair. I just see Fabian coming in now.
Oh, so awesome.
Perhaps I'll take my leave again.
Hey.
How are you? I wasn't late, I promise.
All right, we are actually live on air right now, guys. But take a seat. Okay. We're just talking about it. We're going to head into another song. Right. Actually, you know what? Let's just get started with the interview. How are you going? Sir Jude, a.k.a. Jules.
Yeah.
Julia.
Juliana.
Oh, let me just chuck on your mic right now.
That's a nice name.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so we're going to get straight into this interview. How you doing?
Not too bad now that I'm here. I thought I was too early or that you guys had forgotten me. And I was just hanging out and I was like, oh.
If you guys have never been around the RMIT buildings before, they are an absolute maze.
Yeah, fair. That's fair enough. Well, Sir Jude, you are here for the release of your new EP, Dreamlands.
Yes.
Yeah. How was putting that together and has all the hard work paid off?
Yes and yes. I mean, it's always a bit of a journey anyway. I've been working on this EP probably for like the last 3 years or something.
Wow.
So it's nice to finally like, you know, race over the finish line now. But yeah, I always wanted, like, I wasn't 100% with it in the beginning. Like, there were a few different songs on it. It hadn't all, like, come together yet. And then I just kind of sat with it for a little bit and thought, oh, it's still not right, still not right. And it probably wasn't until, like, mid last year where I was like, okay, I'm a bit stuck to a rock now. I should probably get moving.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, release Like You Mean It, and it sort of just kind of rolled on from there. But it's it feels really good now.
Yeah.
To have it out.
It's kind of out there.
Yeah.
You've described your music as a mix of FKA Twigs, St. Vincent, and The Weeknd, with a range from Red Hot Chili Peppers all the way to Imogen Heap. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but can you sum up that genre in about three words max?
Someone actually came up with something a little bit different. Somebody said something the other day, which I feel like is a little bit more. I feel like my song is like the Bond girl of pop music.
Okay.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think that's the new name that I'm giving it now.
The Bond girl of pop music.
Yeah.
Well, Billie Eilish just had that new track in James Bond. Is that the kind of vibe you love?
So, interestingly enough, my all-time goal in life is to do a James Bond song.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a great goal.
That's like the all-time goal. Then I can be like, yeah, okay, what's next?
That's so cool.
Yeah,
Grammy after that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We have a question that's sort of in line.
Yeah, we'll wait
that.
For that one later. That's the final question before you go.
I think, I think she's just given her answer, but...
What favourite?
No, we'll ask questions
again. Fabian, you got next question?
Cool. So we were looking at your Instagram the other day.
Yes.
And we saw, a live show that you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of vibes do you bring to your show?
To make it really stand out.
Yeah. Like, what makes your show different from someone else that we can go see live?
And I think a lot of artists are kind of jumping on the board of, having their shows be more of an experience as opposed to,
100%.
A live set. I tried to incorporate as much as possible in there to, make it feel like it was, a journey that I was taking people on. I had a friend of mine, Isaiah Morris, who was doing, projections and stuff.
I feel like... I know Isaiah.
Yeah, he manages 3K.
He's cool.
Yeah,
he's cool.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's a genius.
So
it was actually, funny enough, my mum said to me, she was like, I think you need a projector or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what am I going to put this on this projector, mum? She was like, I think you should put your music video on there. And I was like, well, I'm not going to play the music video start to finish. This might be a bit corny. And she was like, I think it'll be a really good idea. So then I just kind of listened to mum.
One of Daniel and I's our big things when we go see music live or even when we just go see a DJ or whatever, we just love visuals.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It adds so much.
It provides a lot of context too.
It adds
too,
everything.
So I had that, and then a friend of mine, Terry Romanos, who does, we collaborate on a lot of styling stuff together. He'd written a poem, which I'd turned into, this weird, melody sort of song thing, and I use it as, an interlude to a couple of the other songs.
Cool.
Awesome.
So I tried to have a few interludes in there, and it was tricky because I've, directed the show myself, so it's hard
awesome.
To get that all
Yeah,
that's sick. We'll head into a song right now and we'll come back with more questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
This right here is What the Hell Have You Done by Sir Jude.
Yeah.
That was a really cool...
You can probably still hear him. He's so loud.
Yes. That was a really cool finish to the track. What inspired that one? Just the solo vocal in the end. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I worked on that song with a really good friend of mine named Sam Saker in Sydney. It was kind of one of those songs that, when you just, have to get something out. It was one of those ones. And as soon as we did it, I think I got a bit of demo-itis after it, actually, because I was just listening to the demo, non-stop, being like, okay, how can we get this to a point where I'm like, all right, cherry on top?
Yeah.
But I think it was one of those songs that was a bit more of, At times, it can come off a little accusatory, and it is in some sense, but I think it's also a lot about, self-reflection and, just kind of...
Yeah.
Talking about, two people that really love each other but can't get their things together.
Yeah. I feel like there's so much emotion in this EP, Dreamland. Do you feel like you have to dig deep to find those emotions from, a certain experience, or is it more of just a style you always go for when you write your music?
Sometimes. I think as long as I'm being honest, that's what it's really about. You hear people say that all the time, but it is true. It's authentic when it comes from a good place, or even a bad place. It just depends on...
Yeah.
But it is... It's definitely... I did dig extremely deep over the last few years to really get it to a point where I was like, okay, this is sort of summing up the last, however long.
Yeah.
Into a tiny four-song EP.
That's right.
Yeah. But I think it does, it's like little snapshots of big moments that I've had over the last few years, so.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we were talking about this question before, and now we're going to hit you with it.
Okay.
I think we know, Daniel and I both know the answer, but, so would you rather be knighted by the Queen and truly become Sir Jude, like, actual, like, on the passport, or
is that even allowed? What happens when a female gets knighted?
Dame.
Okay, we've hit a bit of a rock.
That's okay.
It's alright. It was never going to be the choice anyway. Because the other alternative is cop the main song for the James Bond movie, just like.
You've answered your own question.
Yeah, definitely the James Bond movie.
I didn't even know that was a question that you guys were going to ask me. That's what I said.
Yeah,
definitely. That's, well, we know that means you're passionate about
100%.
It.
100%. And when you've got a goal in mind, you just strive towards it and you'll hit it.
We believe in you, Sir Jude.
Oh, thank you.
We believe.
You also described your music as the sonic love child of Drive, the movie, and James Bond. You know, Fabian and I watched Drive quite recently.
For the first time.
For the first time. We were just playing, like, some car games and it came on.
It's got that, it's just got that...
It's so vibrant flow, and neon and, like, LA nights and just very seedy.
That's right. And I was sitting there and I'm like, when's Ryan Gosling going to talk? I'm like, this guy has been quiet for the first half hour of the movie. And then he says, like, one thing. He's like, it's over there. And I'm like, and I laugh.
It's so good, though.
The song we just heard as well, it's like, what the hell have you done? Sounds like a song that could be in Drive as well.
Oh,
you know what? We've heard a few
that whole playlist is incredible, though. Like, Kavinsky, like... Nightcall's probably one of my favourite songs of all time.
Yeah. So, like we were talking about, the James Bond style of music, is that, so that kind of genre, is that where you sit, or do you feel like you need to, like, sometimes break out, go into different kind of...
I guess. I think, like, it's always, like, elements of those type of things, maybe. Yeah. I was about to say something and it just flew out of my head. I think it's more so in that, like, it kind of adopts elements of James Bond and that it's a little bit more cinematic. That's what I was going to say. But it still connects with the pop.
Yeah.
Aspect, so good. You know what I mean?
Man, everyone's just trying to be rapper these days. We've got Sir Jude here, just wants to get on the James Bond movie.
That's
an incredible goal. Like, I've had people in before that it's just like...
Get a gummy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Which would be amazing. Yeah. Honestly, but I think
it's such a unique goal. Though,
that's right.
For
I love it.
Well,
I
think it more so came from my love of film, without sounding like I'm flexing or anything. But I had the most amazing opportunity to have a song that I did with a good friend of mine, a composer friend of mine, named Bryce Jacobs, and we got to record at Abbey Road.
Awesome.
So we had, like, a whole orchestra come in and for his album, and one of the songs that I'd written with him was put on that album. And I got to see it, like, all unfold in London and, you know, like, it's when you see, have a moment like that.
Yeah.
And that was a song that I'd started that idea conceptually when I was, like, 14, and I'd sort of put it to the side, and then I didn't show Bryce until much later.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, Jules, I think we could really do something with this. And then we did, and then, like, a year later, I'm listening to, like, a whole orchestra play it at Abbey Road.
That's awesome.
It was pretty insane. So I think that's where it kind of comes from.
Yeah.
You know, just my love of, like, film and music in film. And...
Yeah. Well, Sir Jude has a new EP called Dreamlands. Just going
to
say it
again.
Listen
to it. Stream it.
Wherever you can buy it as well. Sir Jude, any last words?
So thanks for having me, guys.
Easy.
No worries. You're welcome anytime. Bart.
Yeah.
So.
This one right here is Because You're Mine. A little bit of a language warning too on it. And, once again, thank you so much. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. Welcome back to Get Serial on Sin. I surprised Fabian with that song because I know he loves that bad boy. Melbourne drill rappers, HP boys.
I'm starting to love local artists so much.
Go on, bro. That's what Sin will do to you, huh? Listen to The Hoist at Night. They'll give you a bit of that
local
too.
Local artists.
All right, Fabian, we're heading into
Snack of the Week. Now,
let's get right into the snacks.
I'll tell you something about this, guys and gals listening.
Okay. Wait, I've got a challenge. Do it without naming the brand.
All right, I'll give it a shot. The Sarah challenge. Vegan cookies. Oh, my gosh. Vegan cookies. Just think, if you know you already know what the brand is.
Vegan cookies usually it's like brown, white brown.
Biscuit and then filling and then biscuit.
Yeah.
We know the brand.
Awesome. Not Monte Carlo's.
Not Monte Carlo's.
There's some good
names.
Oh, damn.
He just named a, it wasn't a brand, but
ready?
It was a
I'm going to do it really quickly and then.
Okay.
Okay. Oreos.
Oreos. Okay. Okay.
Cool. That's out of the way.
That's it. No more mentioning of that. Moving on now, I saw this product 10 years ago in Bali in a convenience store. You know, one of the, if you've ever been to Bali, you know, there's those convenience stores like every five steps and they have heaps of cool snacks and stuff. And I remember I went to Bali when I was, it was 10 years ago. I was 10 years old. And I saw these biscuits.
What flavor? Golden?
Vanilla. They were golden.
Gold slash
golden,
vanilla.
But vanilla flavored. And I had never seen them before. I was freaking out. I was like,
Until now.
I need to try these. I asked, Mom, can we get like a packet of these? I want to try them.
She's
no. Like, no, we'll get them back in Australia. No, no. Well, she didn't say it like that, but she just said it. No, we'll get them back. When we're in Oz. Got back to Oz. Went to supermarket.
Not there.
Not there.
10 years
later.
Only
the regular one. All right. 9 years later.
All right. Let me have a quick bite.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
9 years later, I went to Bali again with my boys celebrating one of my friend's engagements.
Bucks party wedding.
Bucks party wedding. Went into the convenience store expecting them to be there. These vanilla flavored cookies that I've been waiting 9 years to try.
Not there.
Only the original flavour. Gutted.
And they flipped it because we found them in Australia now.
We found that, but we didn't just find them in Australia. We found them this morning. Freaked out.
We full planned a different snack and Fabian goes and sees like, all right, yeah, golden, we're getting.
Yeah, scrub the snack, scrub the snack.
Scrub. And so.
So I'll tell you what, Daniel's going to give this a try.
Okay. I don't have
outside
good hopes.
Outside
really
of the studio.
All right, give me a quick sec, I'll run back in.
I'm going to talk a bit more about golden Oreos. About this beautiful creation. Because I've tried them now. Like, I tried them for the first time today. And Jesse, come on, get on.
Yeah.
Jesse's on too. Does your mic work?
I think it does. Although
Jesse, talk. I don't know. All right, anyway. Daniel's back. How do you feel? Is your mic on? I don't know. I think I accidentally turned it off.
They taste like normal Oreos.
No, get off it. They taste unreal.
But
they're
just
the best.
The biscuit is just like a bit more bland.
10 times better than regular Oreos.
I might have to disappear and try one as well, honestly.
Go, right, Jesse,
Jesse's
quickly run
out of
the studio, come back, get
just
one
take
in.
Take turns.
We're not allowed to eat in the studio, so he's gone out for a run.
Yep.
Fabian, I think they just taste like normal Oreos. But the biscuit is more just like a Scotch finger, you know what I mean?
Straight offended.
Good.
Scotch fingers, one of the best biscuits you can get.
Yeah.
Oreos, one of the best you can get.
No, I'm saying
put them together and you get the best.
That's what I'm saying. It tastes good. It's just not really different to normal Oreos. They're nice though. Personally, I give
them. Maybe I've just romanticized it too much.
That's right.
This 10-year long journey I've had thinking about them every 6 months, whatever, just in a random
thought. I give them 7 Sir Jude's out of 9.
I like that rating system. Well,
7 James Bond movies out of 9.
I'm going to go out and taste one too. You guys can discuss for a bit. And then I'll come back with my...
All right, we can talk smack about it while you're gone so we don't offend you. Go, Jesse.
Hang on. Yeah, they just taste like
10 out of 10! 10 out of 10!
They really, like, there is very little difference.
That's right.
You're wrong. Both of you are wrong. It's the majority who's wrong.
No, it's the
10
kids.
10 out of 10.
It's the kids who are wrong.
They are the best thing to grace this planet.
Get cereal, just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy. Which probably suggests that there's something wrong with your milkshake and you should take it back and demand a refund. Don't buy a milkshake from there again, probably.
Welcome back to Get Cereal with Fabian and Daniel.
That song had quite an abrupt ending.
Yeah, I know. It kind of just like, cuts you off. Okay, we are here back with Cursed Context. It's a game slash segment that we do. We get onto the cursed images subreddit, and we find images that are pretty much unexplainable and try to explain them.
Yeah, it's a bit of a... Look,
there's two halves to it. You try and explain the image to people who can't see the image, and then you try and give it context. And so, Fabian, would you like to show me the first image?
I shall. Here it is.
What?
try to explain this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it is a young child in like an old, like maybe like early 2000s home, and there seems to be four horrible Teletubby costumes around him, and instead of eyes, they have big black holes and straight faces. So it just looks like four demonic Teletubbies coming around. And the child doesn't even seem fazed by it either. So I'm actually quite impressed. What I think has happened...
He's smiling.
This is everything he wanted.
This is everything he ever wanted. Yeah, he's probably demon-possessed as a child. I think... what I think is happening is... I think... You know, it's his birthday, and they're the only suits mum could afford.
But if it was his birthday, wouldn't his mates be around?
Maybe like the morning of his birthday or something like that. And they just try, his uncle's trying to surprise him. Not enough money in the birthday budget. All right.
This photo scares me.
Yeah, it's quite terrifying, actually. We'll post it to Get Serial. Fabian, here's the first photo for you.
Okay, so this is a nice photo. I'm assuming it's in the Russia or the Balkan states. Instantly, straight off the bat. A lot of cursed images are from that area. So what's happened? It seems to be a very cold winter's night in... the Balkans, wherever this is, and a group of young lads want to keep warm, so they've decided to light their friend's head on fire. Now, I can't imagine the smell coming off there, because I don't know if you've ever burnt hair before, but it smells awful.
And they're just sitting there just like,
but they're
know,
just
rubbing,
sitting
their
there, rubbing their hands
together,
keep
the fire. Them warm.
That kid is absolutely beaming. His eyes, you can see straight through him.
Yeah, he's got red. The most straight face as well.
He's just not fazed by it. He's like, yes, this keeps me warm. This keeps
I'm warm.
Me
friends are warm.
This keeps me warm.
All right, Fabian, next image I'm going to give you mine.
Oh, cursed fly. Okay, so what's happened is a fly, he had a bit too much pre-workout, and he's just gone straight into a glass pane and smashed it. I can't explain this because flies are so light and they don't like really they don't hit anything.
Maybe
this
it's broken and then the fly just wanted some.
Into, well, it seems that the fly smacked into this window and cracked it.
The
it's
fly has
crazy.
Caused a full crack in a window and it's stuck.
Okay, here's the other cursed image that I have.
Wait, what are you going to give a bit of context to it?
Well, the fly, he had too much pre-workout.
Oh, yeah, true.
Here's my other cursed image.
What is it? Okay.
This one's pretty nice. I like this one.
Do you guys remember the rainbow fish? That story that
yeah.
always reads you?
Yeah, beautiful
it
story
seems that
from
the
grade prep.
It seems that the rainbow fish has come to life in a plush form. And he's
seeking revenge.
It's quite literally eating a cat. And this cat just looks like it is in absolute
he's
pain
screaming.
And agony trying to get...
He's
but this,
screaming.
This toy fish is just absolutely swallowing this cat. We're showing the guys next door. Yeah, you really need to see the photos. That's why we're encouraging
We're going to upload them to Get Serial. We might put them on the story or something.
We'll put them on
probably
the post.
Probably get yelled at by our...
It looks like Mr. Potato Head is eating a cat.
It does look like Mr. Potato Head. However, that's Mr. Potato Fish.
All right, that is...
That's it for Cursed Context.
Yeah, please check out the Instagram so you
so
know what the heck
more.
Went...
There so... is so much more. Oh, that is...
It's one of our favourite
A lot of
segments.
These photos can't be, like, described, really. But, look, we'll talk about this next week.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And have a look at Get Serial Instagram to see the photos and get the scoop on what we're actually talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's right. We've got one more song for you, then we're going to say goodbye. Fabian, that was Everything We Need by Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign. And we are joined right now by the hosts... Or one of the hosts, or both?
I
they're both jumping
Ty
on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I reckon Ty Dolla $ign's new name should just be Ty Ching. Like, you know, Ty Ching.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard. Sorry to shut you down in front of everyone.
Well, Ty Dolla $ign's is a bit of a stupid name.
Yeah, fair
in my
enough.
Opinion.
Okay.
It'd be cool if it was Ty Ching.
We are joined by the hosts of Sports Desk. Boys, what's on for today?
Well, Daniel, today we're going to be talking about the T20 Cricket World Cup, as I always do, because I love it, as you know.
Yep.
We've also got a little bit of news about basketball, the Olympics, and the AFL Community Cup.
What's happening with coronavirus and the Olympics?
Well,
can you give us a little insight? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's what we're talking about. Exactly. And you'll have to listen to the show for 9 o'clock.
My guess is Olympics cancelled.
Ooh. The news is online right now, so if you hate me teasing you. Yeah.
Look, didn't something similar happen with the London 2012? I remember London 2012, or no.
Still went ahead.
Thinking, no, something. They were thinking about delaying it or something.
I think it was because of the rain, you know, because it always rains in England, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what it was? Have you guys ever played the game Plague Inc.?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Plague, yeah.
Yeah, Plague is a game where you can create your own virus and, like, kill the entire world.
So someone's playing that with coronavirus?
Well, no. When you play it, it starts from 2010, and if you're Plague runs over UK, the London 2012 Olympics get cancelled.
That's right. Okay, so it's a complete fictional thing that you did in a game.
A bit of Mandela effect there.
All right, we're about to say goodbye and hand over to the guys from Sports Desk, but we just want to say thank you for listening
to
our show today.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.